Penguin Random House Audio presents Bloody Genius by John Sanford. Read for you by Eric Conger. Chapter 1. Barthelemy Quill led his companion through the murk and up the library stairs toward his personal study, Carol. Though Quill was normally restrained to the point of rigor mortis, she could hear him breathing, quick breaths. Excited. They'd been there before, and the woman found the experience both weird and interesting. She was a step behind him and lower, and she reached out and stroked his thigh. But at the top of the stairs, Quill put out a hand, pressing it back against her chest, and whispered, "Shh, there's a light." The library was never entirely dark, not even in the middle of the night, but there'd never before been a moving light. She could see one now, no brighter than an iPhone, dancing like a ghost through the bookshelves. Not a security guard. It was an iPhone, she thought. Not the flashlight, but the much weaker screen light. Quill moved away from her and closer to the light. He was wearing gray dress slacks, a gray knit dress shirt, and a black sport coat. So he was basically invisible in the dark. The woman felt a chill crawl up her arms, and she stepped sideways into the book stacks. She'd learned well the lesson of trusting her instincts about trouble. She turned a corner on one of the stacks and crouched, listening in the silence. Then Quill's voice, "Hey! Hey, where'd you get? I'm calling the police. You stay right where you're at." Then a wet whack. And after a second, another.